Blog Talk Radio.
Israel. He took me out of darkness and put me in his marvelous light. And if you could relate to that, this song's for you.
Every time I think about all he's done, how he changed my life and made it so much better, I'm just in awe. It's so amazing, yeah, yeah. Many times I was down on my knees crying, looking for the answer, but I couldn't find it at all, yeah. But he always came on time and made it right.
Do my best.
life too much. And the truth out the truth back and forth too much. Time I'm gonna be faithful, that's for sure. Yeah. Cause I don't wanna live the way I did before. Oh, no, 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 no. So I decided,
I don't wanna be the same.
I don't wanna be the same, no, no.
I'ma change my life, I'ma do things right.
And
even when it's hard,
it gets hard,
I'ma be faithful like it is to me.
And I'ma do
my best and keep my commandments.
Yes, I am. If I stay.
Shabbat Shalom, family. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, your host, as well as your servant, Georgia Johnson. Today, family, is November 30th, 2013, and we're getting ready to have our Shabbat lesson, our live Shabbat lesson. I tell you what, family, we were going to have it tonight, one way or the other, but we're going to have it tonight. We haven't had a lesson in probably about 2 weeks, maybe three. I've been ill. I thank everyone for their prayers. I tell you, I feel a lot better. So we're going to be doing a lesson today on Isaiah 66, Isaiah chapter 66, spiritual clarity. Okay, spiritual clarity. Now, this lesson, as all our lessons, we're going to be taking it to Scripture. So I pray that you guys are ready to learn. I pray that, you know, you have not stiffened your neck or hardened your heart when the Father lets us know things are spiritual that you're taking physical, okay? Many people get offended by the word because they don't understand it. If you don't understand it, take it to the Father, okay? He will give the increase. I'm just going to plant the seed by reading his word. So we're going to go into Isaiah 66, spiritual clarity, okay? You're going to get this spiritual understanding of Isaiah 66. Much of what we read in the Scripture, family, it's nothing but repetition, repetition, repetition. It all started, not just some, it all started in the garden. Many people have never heard the truth. Pertaining to Genesis 6, the two creations, the seed of the serpent compared to the seed of man. They don't know the distinction of words. When you get to the new covenant, they can't take things spiritually, understanding the Father does not divide his people. Okay, so a lot of this, when I go over scriptures, I pray that you have eyes to see, ears to hear. If you don't have it, if it's not working for you, ask the Father to give that increase. Okay, ask the Father to give that increase. Okay, you got to know who's who in the Scriptures, or a lot of this just will not make sense. But it's going to make sense today because we're going to be hitting on a lot of topics, going through a lot of Scriptures, and I pray that everyone, like I said, is in the mood, in the right state of mind, is operating out the set-apart spirit, and will be glad when they read his word, okay? Because anytime we read his word, it's a rejoicing. You should not be reading the scripture and being upset if you are called. You should not be reading the scripture and be offended. It should not be a turnoff to you, because this is our Father's word. This is our Father's word. This is what he left, he preserved, so that when you start reading with understanding, which means spiritually, you're going to get it. You're going to know how much he loved you, regardless of what our ancestors, our forefathers did. Regardless of what they did, he said he's going to regather us. Okay? So this should be a blessing. And I just want to say that before I get started, because a lot of people, when we go into spiritual understanding, I know there's confusion. Many, many, many teachers amongst the Hebrews, I mean, we knew it was happening in the world of non-Hebrews, who with, or shall I say, Goyim, Gentiles, with no understanding, but it's also happening within those who are classified as, or at least I can say, who look like our people. Some are, some have just fallen astray a little bit. Okay, they need to come back right, come back spiritually. But this understanding, it becomes offensive because so much false doctrine is being published. Okay, so much false doctrine is being spoken, and many are falling prey to the snares, to the perverse doctrine. We're going to always take it back to Scripture here at the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, and I pray that what you really want is to seek Yahuwah's face. So let us get started by first raising our hands and giving our Father Yahuwah thanks and praise. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Once again, Father, we're gathered, regardless of what four corners of the earth our ancestors were scattered, we're gathered together in spirit, where you're right in the midst of us. Father, we just thank you and we praise you for your preserved word. We thank you and we praise you for the comforter whereby we get ease of spirit. We thank you and we praise you for the unfolding of the truth through the set-apart spirit. We thank you and we praise you for Yahushua, who through his death, his burial, and his resurrection, now, Father, the set-apart spirit, the comforter, is among us, dwelling within us. Father, we thank you for giving us the understanding through the Spirit so that when we speak, when we proclaim your truth by reading your word, Father, that the lost sheep of the house of Israel will be able to hear the truth, will further seek your face, will feel joy and shalom. Father, we ask that everyone here be enlightened by the truth of your word. Father, we ask for a blessing over everyone here, everyone going through tribulation, that all they need to do is read your word and get the comfort, to know that you will never leave or forsake any of us. Father, we ask for a blessing over me, over my mouth, my ears, over my vocal cords. Father, I ask that the set-apart spirit operate in me and that I reveal and bring forth your word. We ask for a blessing over our ministry, over all our family, and the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And Father, we just thank you and we praise you in Yahushua's set-apart name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. All right, family. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Isaiah 66. I don't have any readers. If anyone would like to help me read, it'd be appreciated. Okay, I don't have any readers today, so I will be doing the bulk of the reading, and I guess I'll be playing music in between to take a break. Like I said, I'm recovering from, I had bronchitis, so I might start coughing. I'm praying it doesn't happen, but I'd have to have my window because my laptop keeps shutting down. So I pray that if anyone is out there, you can hear me and would like to read, help me read, I'd appreciate it. Just push the number 1 button. The number is 646-595-4111. Okay, because we need to get into our Father's Word and start breaking down a lot of strongholds. Okay, let's start with the book of Isaiah. chapter 66. Now remember, family, you're going to hear a lot of repetition. This is nothing but repetition. The whole scripture is about the flesh warring against the spirit. We know that our Father, as well as Yahushua, which was the Word, okay, in the beginning, and he is of spirit, that we must worship him in spirit and in truth. See, if you don't take it spiritually, a lot of this you will not get. You won't get it, but it's a lot of repetition. We have to remember Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. I'm going to read it, and I pray that you understand it. It tells us, the thing that hath been is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath already been of old time, which was before us. Family, when we go through the scriptures, it's the same thing. The Father says he was very long-suffering to our nation of people. Okay? When we read in the scripture, the first form of disobedience happened right there in the garden with Adam and Eve. Both transgressed, both sinned, both were kicked out. They didn't hearken to the Father's word. They didn't obey. They didn't obey. We're going to see more of that disobedience as we read Isaiah 66. We're also going to understand that because of the repetition, and there is no new thing under the sun, we'll see what's happening today. Okay, 2013, November, hey, we're going to find out what's going on with our people. See, many people believe that all Israel's Israel because they don't know what happened in the garden. They don't understand the spirit, the set-apart spirit, predestination, those who were sent from above. They don't understand these things. When you understand that the Father knew us before he formed us in our mother's womb, which made us called, we had the set-apart spirit, just like Adam and Eve. The Father blew the breath of life into Adam. Eve came from his rib. Look up the word. It's a cell. What is a cell? A DNA. Everything Adam had, she had. Everything. There is no division within the scriptures. Christianity will tell you, well, it's the good people versus the bad people. The Hebrew Israelites will tell you, basically, it's man versus woman. But family, I'm here to tell you, which the scriptures will reveal, it's those who are sent by the Most High and those who have the appearance of the sheep. But they're really wolves in sheep clothing, and they have been leading our people astray. Let's get started. Isaiah 66. I'm going to go ahead and try to give you guys the link. Pass this link. I can't promise I can do too many more links because I'm by myself. Let me just get this opened, and I'm going to pass up the first link. I read out the Bible Gateway, okay, the KJV. So if you're looking at a different translation, it might be reworded, you know, just a little bit different, but that's what I read out of. So I'm going to give everyone that link so that, you know, it's always a good thing. As I read, you read. Don't take my word for it. Hey, we're taking our Father's word for what's in his word, okay? Not Georgia. I'm just reading it, okay? That's all I'm doing is reading it. Excuse me. I'm just waiting a second, family. My computer is on slow-mo for some reason. I don't know. Oh, pop-ups. Pop-ups, as always. I pray this doesn't be a problem. I should have had my, when I play a song, get my handheld scriptures to read from because I'm not in the mood for pop-ups today. Anyhow, I'm going to give the chat line. This is the link that I'm reading out of. Oh, give me a second, family. I got pop-ups everywhere. One second. Okay, there is the link that I'm reading from. I pray that you're opening up your scriptures. Listen. We want to get to the truth. The truth is with our Father, not with any man, not with any woman on this earth. Okay? Those who he has sent from above to speak his truth, that's exactly what they're doing. And how can you tell? Well, you got your scriptures open. Read it. Okay? With spiritual understanding. All right, family. Isaiah 66. I'm going to read it one time through. And then after that, we're going to go through some breaking down, okay? Isaiah 66, verse 1. Now, keep in mind, this was Isaiah. This should lead you back to 2 Kings, okay, because he was speaking to Judah, okay? And when I say Judah, I'm speaking of the southern kingdom. This was after the split under King Solomon. We had the southern kingdom, which was Judah, and that comprised of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. And then we had the northern kingdom, considered Israel, sometimes called Ephraim, Samaria, okay? That would have been your northern kingdom. So we're speaking to the southern kingdom right here in the book of Isaiah, chapter 66. But much of this still falls for both of them. Let's read. Verse 1, chapter 66, the book of Isaiah. Thus said Yahuwah, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye built unto me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things hath my hands made, and all those things have been, said the Most High. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. He that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. He that sacrifices a lamb, as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offereth an oblation, as if he offered swine's blood. He that burneth incense, as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighted in their abominations. I also will choose their delusions, and will bring their fears upon them. Because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear. But they did evil before my eyes, and chose that in which I delighted not. Hear the word of Yahuwah your father, ye that tremble at his word, your brethren that hate you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let Yahuwah be glorified, but he shall appear to your glory, and they shall be ashamed. A voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of Yahuwah that rendereth recompense to his enemies. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Who hath heard such a thing? Who hath seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth, said the Most High? Shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb, said our Father Yahuwah. Rejoice ye with Jerusalem, and be glad with her. All ye that love her, rejoice for joy with her. All ye that mourn for her, that ye may suck and be satisfied with the breast of her consolations, that ye may milk out and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. For thus said Yahuwah, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then shall ye suck, ye shall be born upon her sides, and be dandled upon her knees, as one womb his mother comforteth. So will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. And when ye see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like an herb, and the hand of the Most High shall be known towards his servants, and his indignation towards his enemies. For behold, Yahuwah will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will Yahuwah plead with all flesh, and the slain of Yahuwah shall be many. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the garden behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh, and the abomination, and the mouse, shall be consumed together, said Yahuwah. For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, Lud, that draw the bow, to Tubal and Javan, to the isles afar off, that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. And they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto Yahuwah out of all the nations upon horses, and in chariots, and in litters, and upon mules, and upon swift beasts, to my set-apart mountain Jerusalem, saith Yahuwah. As the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of the Most High. And I will also take of them for priests and for Levites, saith the Most High. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith Yahuwah, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Shabbat to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Yahuwah. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of men that have transgressed against me. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be a hoarding unto all flesh. Excuse me, family. Okay, that was Isaiah 66. I want to read it first. Now we're going to break it down. And like I said, family, if you're not going to come spiritual to this lesson, which is Yahuwah's word, because he is spirit and Yahushua came in the flesh, but he was spirit in the beginning. He was the word. Got to understand it through the spirit. Don't let your eyes deceive you. Like when Samuel went to pick the next king, he was choosing David's brother, but it was David. He was looking at the outer when the Most High, as well as Yahushua, and those of Yahushua, we look at the spirit. Don't be deceived, family. Don't be deceived. All right, let's go. And let me see if I have a reader yet. Let's see. No readers. Okay, well, family, you're going to have to bear with me as I go through this, okay? But I want to make sure that everyone's getting it. So I did give the link to the first chapter. When I read other chapters, I will tell you where I'm reading from, and you can open up that particular link I gave you and get to the other, okay? Verse 1, thus said Yahuwah, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you built unto me? And where is the place of my rest? Where's the place of my Shabbat? Family, I'm going to take this spiritual with you. I pray you get it. Understand that the Father is asking in Isaiah 66, he said, where is the house that you built unto me? Remember, we're talking about vessels. The house is a vessel. We know that the children of Israel originally, yes, they always had a tabernacle set up for the Most High. But right here he's saying, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you built unto me, those who are called? Where are they? Because remember, if you go to the book of Kings, both Israel and Judah, the northern and southern kingdom, both were led astray. We understand that in 2 Kings, that the southern kingdom finally got their act together, and they tore down all the altars, high places, and so forth, but the judgment had already been passed out. The Father is speaking of the vessels, us. Where is the house that you built unto me, and where is my place of rest? The place of rest is the Shabbat. Family, this should simply take you right back to Genesis chapter 2, okay, verses 2, 3, and then 7. And in case you don't know, we'll go there, because the Father, excuse me, because the Father did say, he gave us hints. We know that our bodies are vessels. We get that from the New Covenant, okay? The word doesn't split. The word doesn't change. The understanding doesn't change. We've been taught differently, but it doesn't change according to our Father. We know that our bodies are nothing but vessels, and they hold a set-apart spirit. So the Father's trying to figure out, where is the house that you built unto me? Many people today talk about building a nation. You can't build a nation, only the Father. I got verses for that, but I'm not going to go into that right now. I'll just leave it in my notes. So it says, and where is the place of my rest? Many people don't understand that that place of his rest, the Shabbat, the vessels that incorporate the Spirit, all this was given to us in Genesis chapter 2, speaking of Adam, man, okay? Not mankind and the six-day creations, but Adam. Let's go there. Genesis chapter 2. I'm reading verses 2, 3, and 7. And on the seventh day, that's your Shabbat, that's your day of rest, Yahuwah ended his work which he had made 1,000 years before, the male and the female, the animals that were made, and everything else. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he made. And Yahuwah blessed the seventh day, and he sanctified it. He set it apart, because that in it, in this particular day, the Shabbat, that he had rested from all his work which Yahuwah created and made. Okay? So we're on the Shabbat day, the set-apart day. Okay? And Yahushua, I'm going to switch it around, and Yahushua, go to John chapter 1, figure it out, Yahushua actually made, or formed, shall I say, Adam. Go to John 1, figure that one out. It's all in there. And Yahushua formed man from the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living spirit, or a set-apart spirit, because we are creating the image. The image is an empty vessel. The male and female, mankind, they're empty vessels. They were never given the breath of life. But this man that was formed on the Shabbat, set-apart day, his day of rest, in a vessel or a house that incorporates a set-apart spirit or the breath of life, this is who he's speaking to. This is who he's speaking about. Because our people were led astray. Our people chose their own way to lead to destruction. Many choose that today by not hearkening to the Father's word. Yet they put the created over the creator. They listen to a man or a woman over what the Father's word says. So, we see that the Father asks us in verse 1, thus said Yahuwah, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you built unto me? And where is the place of my rest? Remember? The Shabbat, man was not made for the Shabbat, but the Shabbat made for man, you know? Because it took the seventh day for the forming of Adam. Man wasn't made for the Shabbat, but the Shabbat made so that man, Adam, could be formed. Okay, it's just precepting for those of you who don't know. Okay, let's continue on, family. Verse 2, for all those things hath my hand made, and all those things have been, said Yahuwah. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. There's so much meat right there in verse 2. I'm going to break it down. He says, now keep in mind, we have to know which man he's speaking to. Which man is going to start separating that man? Because we know that two things together, you wouldn't say he, you say them. And it tells us on the sixth day that he made both of them. That was mankind, male and female. The words that they use in English may trick you, because later you'll read, oh, well, in chapter 5, he made them. Well, he's still talking about his creation. His creation that was given the breath of life. The one that was called man, Adam. So it says, for all those things hath my hand made, and all those things have been, saith Yahuwah. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word. He's speaking of those who are set apart, who are seeking the Father. They have fear. They have reverence for the Heavenly Father. They're seeking his truth. He said, for all those things has my hand made, and all those things have been, said Yahuwah. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. That's the man, family. That's the man. That's the man he's talking about. Genesis chapter 5. This is the book of generation of Adam. In the day that Yahuwah created man, not mankind, but man. And when we say man, because this was done on one day, we're talking about his people. Later we're going to hear about, can a nation be born in one day? When you see the word man, don't think of a man. You better be thinking about the people, his people. It says, this is the book of generations of Adam, because Adam was at the beginning of the genealogies. They never put the woman in the genealogies, but they put the man. Not a big deal. But he tells you, in the day that Yahuwah created man, in the likeness of Yahushua made he him. Okay? Male and female created he them. Yes, those both were created on the same day, but not together. And he blessed them. Hey, he said he sanctified. He sanctified that day that he made Adam. He blessed it. He sanctified it. We're talking about the one that was given the breath of life. It says, where am I at here? Okay, let me read again. Chapter 5 of Genesis. 1 and 2 is all I'm reading. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that Yahuwah created man, in the likeness of Yahushua made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam. He didn't call it mankind. He called it Adam. This is the man, their names, the male and the female. Who would that be? Well, that would be Adam and Eve. In the day, not a thousand years, but in the day they were created, the ones with the breath of life. So he's speaking to his people. Many don't understand this. It's simple. Let's keep going. All right. It tells us in verse 3, he that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. He that sacrificeth a lamb, as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offereth an oblation, as if he offered swine's blood. He that burneth incense, as if he blessed an idol. Well, what is he talking about? Because if you sacrifice a lamb, that was something that was clean. So why is he upset? Why is the Most High letting us know in his word that he is very upset about something that has been going on and there's nothing new under the sun still going on today? He doesn't like how people are worshiping him. You're going to get it. So he says to us, yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their spirit delighted in their abominations. That's what he's talking about. Excuse me, family. I'm sorry. I'm going to read that again. Just make sure you understand, because, see, I'm going to take you a couple other places. It looked like my notes got a little screwed up. That's why I stuttered, too. Let me see. Is it coming up here? Oh, well. One second. Yeah, I have it coming up. It's not ready yet. We're going to read, because people don't understand that the Father, after the new covenant, which is Yahushua, which is the Word, which is the Spirit, got to read the book of Galatians to understand this, too. Read the book of Galatians, not very many chapters in it, because the spirit is worn with the flesh, and right now we have many people sticking to the flesh for their Savior, too, believe it or not. They have made man into a god. But we're taking everything according to our Father, because both our Father and Yahushua are spirit, and we are spirit who was set from above, who the Father knew before he formed us in our mother's womb. So, verse 3, he that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. He that sacrificeth a lamb, as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offereth an oblation, as if he offered swine's blood. He that burneth incense, as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their spirits delight in their abominations. These of the people believe, family, they are serving the Father Yahuwah in his way. But yet, this is man's way. That's what happened. That's what's happened. What they're really doing, what's really happening, is they are trying to design their own path for salvation. We're going to go some places. You're going to get it. It says, he that killeth an ox as if he slew a man, he that sacrifices a lamb. This was something that was supposed to be sacrificed, but these right here, he that sacrifices a lamb as if he cut off a dog's neck, he that offereth an oblation as if he offered swine's blood, an unclean animal. And he that burneth incense, this is all stuff that was righteously done, offering incense, as if he blessed an idol. Something's wrong. Something is wrong. There's nothing new under the sun. They are trying, in the book of Kings, this is where the big screw-up started, in the book of Kings, after the split of the nation of Israel into two kingdoms, when it was split under Jeroboam and Rehoboam. I'm going to read what happened. Hey, who was the first noted king to do this? I already told you, Jeroboam. We're going to read and find out what is it that Jeroboam did. Everybody, turn to 1 Kings chapter 12. I'm going to just read verses 26 to 33. I'm going to give everybody a second to get there. Give everybody a second to get to 1 Kings chapter 12. And we're reading verses 26 to 33 because somebody needs to know. Oh, good. I have a sister, I think, here. Hold on a second. Somebody might help me. Let me see if I can get this mic open. All right. Shabbat shalom. Erico 909.
Shalom, shalom. I think we're here. We're past Shabbat shalom, but shalom, shalom.
Hi, sister. How you doing?
Hey. Hi, beautiful. I'm here. I know you had been out for a while. We missed you, so I'm going to give you some time. I can't be here the whole time because we're going out, but I am definitely here to help so you can take your strain off of that voice.
You know what, sister? I love you, and I appreciate you. I thank the Most High for you because just a little bit of help is really all I need. I do appreciate. Are you going to read out the Bible, you know, or are you going
yes.
to read off the...
I can do either. I can. I have both up. I have the computer up, so whatever you need me to do. I prefer the script, the reading from the Bible, but if you have a link, only because sometimes the links open slowly on you.
That's why I don't want to mess with them. So if you're going to read out the Bible, that's even better. And I'm going
okay,
to
I'm
read,
in the Bible.
Well, I'm actually having you read, but I appreciate you, sister. Sister Jennifer will be helping us. Sister, did you want to say anything to the family before we continue?
You don't get me started, but I appreciate what you're teaching on. I pray, you know, I really do have a sincere in the shadows prayer for our family to know that to be led by the Ruach is led by, the set-apart spirit. And so if we keep walking in the flesh and doing the things that we don't even realize sometimes to the degree we slap the Father in his face when we keep on that old man and not do the things that he provided to us through the death, burial, resurrection of Yahushua. When he redeemed us, when he bought us back, redeemed us, bought us back, and we slap him in the face of going to do the thing that didn't please him. And it just sometimes, Sister Georgia, me and my husband get so irked by people wanting their fringes. We don't have to do that. If you want to do that, don't teach anybody to do that. Do it because you want to get the feel of what they did or you want to get the feel of the feast, you know. But don't teach people you must do that because the Father tells us the blasphemy against the Ruach or against knowing that Yahushua went through an impalement, a death, a resurrection, a seatedness on, you know, he did that. So if you want to do all those things, and I'm sorry, I know you get, when it comes to the Ruach, the spirit, the what we possess now, you get me going because we're trying to walk in the old man. We need to take off that old man. We got to have that old new man on, and we can because of the provision that was provided to us through Yahushua, our surety, our guarantee, our mediator, our high priest, our soon incoming king. So, yeah, thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Sister, that's why I'm glad you're here, because this is a spiritual lesson, and really, we got to operate out the spirit. Now, I'm going to pick back up where, just so everybody hasn't lost track of what we're talking about here. You see, when the Father said in Isaiah 66, verse 3, and sister, I need you to turn to 1 Kings chapter 12, and then, okay, you're going to be reading 26 to 33 for me in a second. But when he said that, people, they will read it, and I don't know what goes through their mind, but you got to remember, we already just read that there's no new thing underneath the sun. It might not be done exactly like Jeroboam did, but, hey, it's very similar to it. It still is unpleasing to our Father. You cannot work out your own salvation. It says, he that killed an ox is as if he slew a man. He that sacrificeth a lamb, as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offereth an oblation, as if he offered swine's blood. He that burneth incense, as if he blessed an idol. So we're going to find out, how is it that they use the lamb? Hey, but the Father says it's like he cut off a dog's neck. They offer an oblation, but he says it's like they offered swine's blood. They burnt the incense, but he says it's like they blessed an idol. And they killed an ox, which is something that was done. But it's as if he slew a man. The Father is upset about something. Now, we're going to go to the first king after the nation of Israel was split into two kingdoms, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. We're going to go to the northern kingdom's king, the first king, which was called Jeroboam. Now, sister, please read for us 1 Kings chapter 12, verses 26 to 33. We're going to find out what he did, because many are doing this today and don't realize it.
Verse 26. And Jeroboam said in his heart, now shall the kingdom return to the house of David. If this people go up to do sacrifice in the house of Yahuwah at Jerusalem, then shall the heart of this people turn again unto their Lord, even again to Jeroboam, king of Judah, and they shall kill him and go again to Jeroboam, king of Judah.
I think you're reading them wrong. I think you read it wrong. Can you read 27 one more time?
Okay. If this people go up to do sacrifice in the house of Yahuwah at Jerusalem, then shall the heart of this people turn again unto their.
Lord.
Is that where you said
you're talking
I'm
about Rehoboam?
Rehoboam.
No, you said Jeroboam instead of Rehoboam.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say Jeroboam? And again unto their Lord, even unto Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they shall kill me and go again to Rehoboam, king of Judah. Whereupon the king took counsel and made two calves of gold, and said unto them, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee out of, okay, that doesn't sound right, out of the land of Egypt. Behold thy gods?
That's right.
Is that right, Sister
Yeah,
Georgia?
That's right.
Behold
that's
thy gods.
Right.
That's right. Okay.
Right.
Okay. And he set the one in Bethel, and the other put he in Dan. And this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan. And he made an house of high places, and made priests of the lowest of the people, which were not of the sons of Levi. And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the eighth month, on the 15th day of the month, like unto the feast that is in Judah. Ooh. And he offered unto the altar. So did he in Bethel, sacrificing unto the calves that he had made. And he placed in Bethel the priests of the high places which he had made. So he offered unto the altar which he had made in Bethel the 15th day of the eighth month, even in the month which he had devised of his own heart, and ordained a feast unto the children of Israel, and he offered unto the altar and burnt incense.
All right. Thank you, sister. So we see right here, this happened, nothing new underneath the sun. Keep that in mind. Do not forget that. Because sometimes you read scripture and you think it ain't happening no more. It's happening. There's nothing new. You can't say, see, this is new. Ain't new. Ain't new. Let's find out. Our Father was displeased with how we were worshiping him. That's what chapter 3 is speaking of right here. Let's see what Jeroboam did, because we're going to find out what many are doing today. Now, Jeroboam said in his heart, now shall the kingdom return to the house of David. Because remember Rehoboam. Rehoboam had the southern kingdom. The temple of the Most High was in Jerusalem, where the southern kingdom was. That's Jerusalem. You know, that's what was in the time during Yahushua's reign on this earth, when he was here for that short time. Okay, so it says, or rather, Jeroboam says, if this people go to do sacrifices in the house of the Most High, Yahuwah, at Jerusalem, then shall all the heart of this people turn again unto their Lord. Who's their Lord? Even unto Rehoboam, king of Judah. That he didn't want the people to go back. He didn't want Israel to go back where Rehoboam was in Jerusalem to do their sacrificing. So we're going to find out what he did. It says, whereupon Jeroboam, the king, took counsel and made two golden calves. You remember when we came out of Egypt? We made one golden calf. That was enough. But Jeroboam made two. And he said unto them, he said unto these two golden calves, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold, thy gods, these two golden calves. He says, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Lion, lion, lion. That's what he did. He lied to the people. He set the one in Bethel, and the other he put in Dan, because he wanted to make sure they did not leave him. He also said that they shall kill me and go again to Rehoboam, king of Judah, if they're going to worship in Judah or Jerusalem. So he's making up these two golden calves, and then he's saying, hey, behold, Israel, these are your gods, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. And this thing became a sin, transgression of the law. This thing became a sin. This is your harlotry. This is your whoredom. This is what the daughter of Zion did. The people started worshiping false gods. This thing became a sin. For the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan. So they were worshiping under these golden calves. And he made a house of high places. So he made his own place, that this is the place you should worship. Hey, you need to flee America? Come flee in this little piece of civilization, because only the Most High dwells with us. Oh, America's Babylon, get going over here, because the Most High ain't going to be here to protect these people in the state of the United States, which is, by their terms, Babylon. You see? Most High don't dwell there, even though his people are there. Matter of fact, if we're going to get technical, Judah's here. The so-called black man. Remember, Yahushua, he sprang out of Judah. Oh, but hey, let's go further. It says that he made a house of high places. So he's building all these places for people to worship. He made priests of the lowest people, which were not the sons of Levi, which means they were not appointed by the Most High. Many today will tell you, if you have something between your legs that is opposite a woman, you're supposed to teach. You are supposed to be a prophet. A woman can't teach. A woman cannot open her mouth. Be quiet. Humble yourself. 99.9, 100% subjection. Because they don't understand that Paul was rejecting those who said that. So they're making high priests of the lowest of people. That's what they're doing. Still being done today. You know it is. Still being done today. Anybody could have robbed a liquor store yesterday, but you found out you were Hebrew, and you happen to have a particular part of your body that the Father ain't looking at, but you believe it means a man is supposed to teach because you don't understand spiritually the scriptures or our Father's word. You're not operating out the spirit. It was done, family. It was done. And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the 8th month on the 15th day of the month, like unto the feast that is in Judah. So it was looking just like something sacred, something set apart. But it wasn't. Oh, no, it wasn't. Many people believe that they have to wear the garments. Like Sister Jennifer just said, the things of the physical. You got to do something. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to dip yourself in water, take a bath. Oh, you saved, blessed, and not stressed. Now you get to go in the kingdom. You're doing all these things. The Father said, take off the old man, put on the new man. The new man are your white garments. That's your spiritual body. You're getting ready. You know you physically can't take off your skin, but what dwells in you? Well, the set-apart spirit, the comforter, is now with us. So right here we see that Jeroboam ordained a feast looking just like the one that was in Jerusalem, the one that was righteous in the Father's eye. Okay? But, hey, he had these high priests, which he had made in the place of Bethel, doing the same type of worshiping, minus that they were worshiping our Father. The lowest of people, he decided, hey, you can become a priest. You can become not woman. You sit back, know your place. Father said our bodies are vessels. He ain't looking at a body. He ain't looking at a male, female. It's no more, like they say in the scriptures, it's no longer male, female, Hebrew, lost sheep. You know, none of that is important right now because we no longer deal with flesh and blood. No flesh or blood will enter into the kingdom. It's about the spirit. So we see that this was done. It says, he offered, Jeroboam offered unto the altar, which he had made. He made the day, he made it, well, when I say he made the day, it was a day made because it was not to our Father. He made the altar, he made the high groves, he made the people priests, the lowest of the men, he made priests, you know, he made the two golden calves, and he said, worship your gods who led you out of the land of Egypt. So he offered unto the altar which he had made in Bethel the 15th day of the 8th month, even in the month which he had devised of his own heart. He decided, man, this is a man. Jeroboam ain't nothing but a man. He decided, when I say man, I mean a flesh. Don't get it all. I don't want nobody getting mad with this male-female business because we're reading the Father's word. But understand, Jeroboam was a man. Okay, don't get mad. Let's go there. Even in the month which Jeroboam had devised of his own heart, he did it and ordained a feast unto the children of Israel. And he offered upon the altar and burnt incense. Now maybe you understand why the Father was speaking of, in Isaiah 66, cutting off a dog's neck, having a lamb, you know, and all these things. It wasn't right. People, they do believe that they're doing something righteous. But if you're not going to study and show yourself approved, always seek the Father's face, ask him to give the increase when anybody speaks, you kind of, I don't want to say deserve what you get, but you're asking for it. You're asking for it. If you're not operating out the set-apart spirit, this English Bible that we have, everyone, and they turn to those pages, if you're not operating out the set-apart spirit, it reads, just like Samuel looked at the brothers of David. It is exactly the same thing. Flesh. But if you operate not the spirit, you can cut between all the lies and get to the spiritual truth of our Father. That's what he did, family. Sister, can you go to Isaiah chapter 1, please?
Okay.
If you can go to Isaiah chapter 1,
real
I appreciate
quick.
It. Oh, sure.
Okay, I'm
going
to Isaiah 1. I just wanted to, Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Yahushua.
Thank you,
wanted to.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I didn't have it, so thank you, sister.
Okay, Isaiah 1. Here we go, here we go. Okay.
And when
I'm
you
there.
Read this one, just read it all. But I want to give this one to everyone for the fact that, you know, for some reason, many don't understand that when they try to make and try to do something, but it might seem holy, or as the word says holy, but we know it's set apart. It might be set apart to the Father. Is it really? Because we know that this particular time with Isaiah, it was of his own devising, or excuse me, of Jeroboam. It was of his own devising, not the Father's. Let's see if, remember, Isaiah was in the book of Kings. He was talking to the children of the southern kingdom, or Judah. Let's find out what was said prior, because people think that the children were warned once, the children of the Most High. No, many times he sent out the prophets saying the same thing. Sister, please read Isaiah 1.
Okay, verse 1. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, king of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Yahuwah hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken Yahuwah. They have provoked the set-apart one of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Why should ye be stricken any more? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence, and it is desolate as overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Except Yahuwah of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Hear the word of Yahuwah, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our father, ye people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith Yahuwah? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he-goats. When you come to appear before me, who hath acquired that at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with it is iniquity. I'm sorry, I read that. Let me reread that part. Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity. Even the solemn meeting, your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Speak judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now and let us reason together, saith Yahuwah. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of Yahuwah has spoken it. How is the faithful city become an harlot? It was full of judgment, righteousness lodged in it, but now murders. Thy silver has become dross, thy wine mixed with water. Thy princes are rebellious and companions of thieves. Every one loveth gifts and followeth after rewards. They judge not the fatherless, neither doth the cause of the widow come unto them. Therefore saith Yahuwah of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, I will ease me of mine adversaries and avenge me of mine enemies, and I will turn my hand upon thee and purely purge away the dross and take away all thy tin, and I will restore thy judges as at the first and thy counselors as at the beginning. Afterward, thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Zion shall be redeemed with judgment, and her converts with righteousness. And the destruction of transgression and of the sinners shall be together, and they that forsake Yahuwah shall be consumed. For they shall be ashamed of the oaks which ye have desired, and ye shall be confounded for the gardens that ye have chosen. For ye shall be as an oak whose leaf fadeth, and as a garden that hath no water, and the strong shall be as tow, and the maker of it as a spark, and they shall both burn together, and none shall quench them.
All right. Thank you, sister. That was so beautifully read. I pray everyone has the scriptures open, because you're going to hear the same thing spoken in Isaiah 66. The same thing. He told you what the people were doing. There is nothing new under the sun. Particularly, we got to go a couple places real quick. He says, a sinful nation of people laden with iniquity. What was he talking about? Let's see. Go to verse 1. This was a vision that Isaiah had, and this was four times. Four times he went to different kings, okay, to tell them the same thing. Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. We know Hezekiah was the one who tore down the high places, the altars, everything that even King Solomon had built that wasn't pleasing to our father. So this was during this time. But he says, sinful nation. Okay, people led with iniquity. Children that are corruptors, they have forsaken you. When you do things of your own, when you make laws and not take the new covenant but want to stick to the old covenant over Yahushua, there's only one mediator between the people and the Most High, and that's that man, Yahushua. Yahushua. But what they want to do, they want to do their own thing. And I know this is hard for some. That's why I'm saying it slow to make sure y'all don't mistake my words. I'm going to read what the Father says. He calls us a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity in Isaiah 1, chapter 1, verse 4. He said, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they have forsaken you, who have they provoked him to anger. They are gone away backward. Now, pay attention. He says, why should you be stricken anymore? You revolt more and more. The whole head is sick. The whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there's no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. They haven't been healed. Through his stripes, we are healed. You got to accept Yahushua. There's going to be some parts coming up here that I'm going to read. People are going to say, see David. No. Israel was sick. The people were sick. They were worshiping idols. They weren't doing righteous laws, righteous judgments. Everything was backwards, according to what the Father had said, because they want to do it their way. They believed it was their way. Got to go a little further. Got to go a little further. Let's see exactly what it is that the Father has a problem with. Let's go there. When we get down to, I want to make sure I get it all. Let's see. Let's go down to verse 9 and 10. There's some good stuff in there. And the daughter of Zion is left as in a vineyard. Okay, we know what happened to our land, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Now check this out. Except Yahuwah of hosts had left us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom and should have been unlike Gomorrah. Here's what he says. Hear the word of your father, ye rulers of Sodom. Well, he's talking to his people. Remember, they have that little part in, I think it's in Isaiah 2, where it says, children are their oppressors and women rule over them. Don't look at the word children or women and think it's talking about a little child or a female. No. No. They were talking about who was ruling the people at the time. We know these were men. It says, hear the word of the Most High. Not hear Georgia Johnson. I'm reading his word. Hear the word of your father Yahuwah, ye rulers of Sodom. That's how bad it was. We know he had to tear it down. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. But that's what they're doing at this particular time to Jerusalem. And they were doing it in Samaria, in the northern kingdom. You don't think they're doing it today? There's nothing new under the sun. The Father's word does not change, and it will not come back void. So he says, ye rulers of Sodom, give ear unto the law of your father. Not unto your law, but unto of your father. When the law is spoken of in Galatians, people don't seem to get it. You got the traditions of men, flesh, versus Yahushua's new covenant. Because he fulfilled it spiritually. So he says, verse 11, to what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifice? That's all we've been talking about is these sacrifices people are doing, thinking they're doing some righteous and set apart. He said, to what purpose is the multitude? Oh, you're doing it all over. Just, oh, look, all of you. What is the purpose of the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, says our Father Yahuwah? I am full of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts. I delight not, keep that in mind, he said, I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he-goats. They were using things that we normally sacrifice to our Father, but he wasn't delighted in this. He said, when you come to appear before me, I'll ask you in 2013, when you make your own day, you're looking at a moon, you this got to be the day, da-da-da-da, women, you got to wear dresses, da-da-da-da, fringes, the law, you got to dip yourself in water, now you anybody can get into the kingdom, any Gentile, you know, so many things. They have made something which is a tradition of a man, but not our Father. He said, when you come to appear before me, when you come bringing all of this, who has required this at your hand to tread my courts? Who told you to come here? It wasn't me. Shoot, that's what the Father's letting the people know. He tells you, bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination to me. The new moons, the Shabbats, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It's iniquity. Even the solemn meetings you think you haven't. If you're doing anything of the physical, because remember, we got the new covenant, baby. That's spiritual. That's the word. That's Yahushua that fulfilled the law, fulfilled the prophets. He fulfilled everything, and he healed us. He healed us. He says, your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hated. And people are still trying to do those things. Well, this calendar shows, look, they are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And when you spread forth your hands, you just, hallelujah, we love you, Yahweh. Ahaya, just like Jeroboam was doing. Hey, these are your gods. These are your gods. The Father sent me, you will hear many of them say. The Father sent them. If the Father sent them, they should know better. You got to figure it out. You better start reading. Let's go. He said, when you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers. Some people like to roll around on the floor and do all kind of stuff today in the churches. Look at the Hebrews. I've heard some people play music behind their prayers to get the crowd going. And I know there's people at home or on the chat line, hallelujah, Canaan and everything else. I'm Hebrew. Hey, Father said he won't hear. He said your hands are full of blood. We just read about that in Isaiah 66, family. Just read about that in Isaiah 66. You getting the idea? I'm not going to go any further with that because that's all you need to know. The Father was upset with it. It wasn't one time he brought it out to the people. It was many times he talked about it. He talked about it. He wanted the people to know, what you're doing, that is not of me. That is not for me. You are not worshiping me. It looks set apart, but I didn't require this. Who told you to come do this? I didn't say it. Have you read my word? Have you studied to show yourself approved? We're going to find out why is it that Israel, why did Israel slip? And why did Judah follow? You're going to find out. All right, family, let's go a little further. Let's go a little further. Well, we just read Jeroboam, about Jeroboam in 1 Kings 12, verses 26 to 33, and then we went over to read Isaiah chapter 1. Now, I want to go a little further. Okay, let's go to Jeremiah 17, sister. See, I want to get this good because some people act like they don't know. Even when we read the Father's word, it ain't the body or the vessel of Georgia speaking, family. I'm reading my Father's word. I'm reading my Father's word, your Father's. This is our Father, Yahuwah. I'm reading his word. Don't get mad at me. I'm just planting a seed so you can know what is truth from lies. Because we all were taught lies. So long we've lived a lie. Now let's read the truth. Jeremiah 17, sister, could you read verses 1 through 10, please?
Okay. 1 through 10. Verse 1. Chapter 17 of Jeremiah, verse 1. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron, and with the point of a diamond. It is graven upon the tablet of their heart, and upon the horns of your altars. Whilst their children remember their altars and their groves, by the green trees upon the high hills. O my mountain in the field, I will give thy substance and all thy treasures to the spoil, and thy high places for sin throughout all thy borders. And thou, even thyself, shalt discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not. For ye have kindled a fire in mine anger, which shall burn forever. Thus saith Yahuwah, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from Yahuwah. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when the good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Yahuwah, and whose hope Yahuwah is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, Yahuwah, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings.
All right. Thank you, sister. Remember, family, many people do things on their own, and they think, hey, this is set apart. It looks set apart. Paul was talking about it. Many people do things that they believe is set apart, but it's perverse according to the scriptures. He tells you this is a sin of Judah. Jeremiah is speaking about the southern kingdom. The sin of Judah. This was Judah. This is us. Okay? He says, let's go a little further. He tells us in verse 4, now keep in mind that we would discontinue, even us. We would discontinue from our heritage that was given to us. Our Father's going to call us that to discontinue. What was our heritage? Well, we were a set apart people. We worked with the other nations. We were given the law. We were given ways to worship him. All this stuff, he says, that right there is getting ready to get discontinued. All that I gave you, that's going to get discontinued. The law will not get discontinued, but it's going to go spiritual. But as far as how you worship me, that's getting ready to change. Because when you had what was good, you perverted it. The whole head was sick, even to the foot. You've never been given ointment. Okay? Let's go a little further. Let's go a little further. He says that, for ye have kindled a fire in my anger which shall burn forever. Okay? Until Yahushua comes, basically, to set everything right in its proper place. Thus said Yahuwah, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, that doesn't trust in our Father, is what he's saying, and maketh flesh his arm. He's thinking of the flesh. He's reading only with the flesh. All his understanding is of the flesh. Run. Get out of Babylon. Stockpile. Get guns. Ship your little dirty self after you dip it in water to the moon. Whatever. Whatever. They're not waiting on the Father. They're not seeking righteous judgment. They're not sent by the Most High to tell you that message. What they're giving you is another doctrine, a false doctrine. Because our Father said that we was going to discontinue from our heritage that he gave us. Now, he gave us Yahushua, and there's a new covenant. Everything's spiritual, but let's go a little further. He says, thus said Yahuwah, cursed be the man that trusteth man. Don't trust in any man. The Father wants you to wait upon him, and don't make his spiritual arm into a flesh arm. Don't try to save yourself. And whose heart departed far from the Father. You're not doing the Father's will at this point, because it told us that we discontinue from our heritage because of the same things people are doing today, which is why we got kicked out of our land permanently. We just read it. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabit it. The one who tries to make the Father's spiritual arm into a flesh arm. The one who tries to make something righteous, working out their own salvation, basically. But it looks righteous to the average looker, but is it really according to our Father? No. No, it's not. Jeroboam made base men the high priest. He created two golden calves, built the altar, and tried to do it on the same day that the children of Israel, or shall I say the northern or the southern kingdom in Jerusalem, was giving their sacrifices to the Father. It looked just the same, but something wasn't right. It wasn't in the place that the Most High said. It wasn't ordained by the Most High. He wanted to know, who told you to come and do this? Who told you to tread my courts? People better watch out for this. Don't get mad because I'm bringing it out. I would want to know if I was doing something wrong and somebody pointed out to me, I'd be so thankful, and I'd definitely seek the Father to get his answer on it. Knocking at door will be open. You'll find the truth. All right. I'm not going to read any more of that because that's basically all I wanted you guys to get out of that. But, hey, it was said before by the prophet Jeremiah. Verse 4 in Isaiah 66. I will also, let me read verse 3 again. I got to read verse 3 to make sure. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to read it. I'm just going to read Isaiah 66 real quick because I want to make sure y'all getting it. I know I stopped to do a lot of talking, so I want to make sure that everybody is on the same page and nobody is lost to the truth. Let's go there. Let me let my computer catch up here. Okay, I'm going to read it real quick. Thus said Yahuwah, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you built unto me? Where are my people at? What's going on here? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things hath my hand made, and all those things have been, said Yahuwah. But to this man will I look. This man, the one that was given the set-apart spirit, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth, fear my word, that looking to seek my face. It says, he that killeth an oxen as if he slew a man, he that sacrifices a lamb as if he cuts off a dog's neck, he that offereth an oblation as if he offered swine's blood, he that burneth incense as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own way, and their soul or their spirit, I leave it soul, delighted in their abominations. I also will choose their delusions, says our Father. If they want to believe that this is righteous, this is holy, this is set from the Most High, if they want to believe a lie, I'm going to give them strong delusions to back it up. Many of you, when you do hear the truth and you come out of it, you better be praising our Father, because they got too many people teaching a lie. He says he's going to give them strong delusions and will bring their fears upon them. It is funny. It's funny, family, because the Father says that he's going to bring their fears upon them. You listen to these, some of these so-called Hebrew teachers. Their message is a bunch of fear. Oh, they can go because they can't decode the spiritual understanding. They don't have it. All they can do is look and tell you about what's happening in the world, how the women are going to get ravished, how America's Babylon, you better get out, this, that. The Father says, because they have chosen their own ways, and they delight in their abominations, I will also choose their delusions and will bring their fears upon them. Because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear. But they did evil before my eyes and chose that in which I delight not. We just read it in Isaiah 1. The Father said, I delight not in your burnt offerings and your bullocks and your he-goats and your rams, your new moons and your Shabbats. Do away with it. I cannot. And people, are you hearing it? This is not George. This is the Father's word. The Father's word. The Father's word. We read it, family. So, let me keep going here. I just want to make sure y'all getting it. I want to make sure somebody can say, well, George, that's your opinion. It ain't my opinion, because I'm going to read it. We always take it back to the scripture. Look, you want to believe the lie that a woman can't teach? Fine. But I tell you what, you'll never be able to say, this is my word, because I'm going to read it for you. I'm going to give you the spiritual understanding, the precepts. Now, what you decide to do with that, that's on you. If you don't believe to ask the Father to reveal to you, oh, well, because you're supposed to. It's in the Word. All I'm doing is reading. I'm reading His Word. All right. Let's go a little further, family. I just got to make sure I say some of this stuff. Like I said, don't get offended. Be happy somebody's telling you the truth. Let's go on. He says, hear the word of your Father. I'm at verse 5. Ye that tremble at his word. You're really seeking the Father. You want to make sure you got it right. Your brethren that hate you. What brethren is he talking about that hate you? Well, you got to remember there were the scribes and the Pharisees. Yahushua said they were children of the devil. He called them den of vipers. That should take you right back to Genesis chapter 3 and 4. There's somebody out there misleading you. And the reason why you're an enemy, but you're a brother, but you're an enemy, is because of the word. You've heard a lie. You've been taught a lie. You are living a lie if you believe the Father is in spirit, and if you believe that David is over Yahushua, if you believe that Paul is a liar. If you believe you got to flee America because it's Babylon, if you believe there was only one creation, if you believe that there aren't wolves and sheep, the sheep are the flock, they look just like us. If you believe there isn't something right along with us telling you the lie, because you were warned in the scriptures, in the word. You can read. It say day six, male or female. It say day seventh, which was set apart, the Shabbat day. All the Hebrews want to worship it. They know they were supposed to say Kodesh, set apart. We didn't. But you don't know there's two different creations out there? You don't understand that when the Father talks about the seed and preserving it, he's not talking about a man's sperm. He's talking about the set-apart spirit. You don't understand the parable of the wheat and tare or many of these other parables because you don't understand this. Seek the Father. Ask him to reveal. So it says, your brother that hates you, they have learned the lie. That's why they hate you, because they've learned the perverse doctrine. They're enemies to you because of the word. They've been under scribes and Pharisees that cast you out for my name's sake. They think they're doing something righteous. They said, let you, who will be glorified? Okay? Sister, can you do me a favor?
Read, yes.
Psalm 69. I believe I got it all, too. 1 through 36. If you don't mind reading that for me, please.
Okay, can you hold that point just for a minute? Because something you said in terms of work out by your salvation with fear and trembling, so, you know, one won't attack you and say, you know, I just like to go for a moment to G2716, work. So when Sister Georgia is speaking, if you go to the root etymology of the word, it's to fashion, for example, render one fit for a thing. So we're working out and working. She's bringing before you the scriptures. So you can be working out of you what someone may be presenting to you or that you have been a part of. You're working yourself out of it to come to the knowledge of the truth by the word being presented to you. So there is an element of work involved, meaning Sister George is bringing forth the scriptures to you. That is work, whether people want to say it or not, or me being here. I'm not sitting down with my feet up. I'm standing and I'm working. So we're working to bring the scriptures to you, and you and I are working to dismantle ourselves or disconnect ourselves from that which is not true and going back to the definition again, render one fit for a thing. We're getting ourselves prepared for the king as a bride, you know, as a bride coming together as a nation, not the way people say, let's bring a nation together, because I know what Sister George is talking about. I hear that and it's ridiculous. But getting our house prepared, our house, ourselves prepared and fit to receive the king. Okay, Sister Georgia, Psalm 69, you said?
Yes, thank you, sister.
Okay, verse what?
All of it.
Okay. Here we go, verse 1. Save me, O Yahuwah, for the watchers are come in unto my soul. I sink in deep mire, where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters, where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my Father Yahuwah. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being my enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. O Yahuwah, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Let not them that wait on thee, O Yahuwah, Father of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not thou that seek thee be confounded for my sake. O Yahuwah of Israel, because for thy sake I have borne reproach, shame hath covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren and an alien to my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me. when I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also my garment, and I became a proverb to them. They that sit in the gate speak against me, and I was a song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is upon thee, O Yahuwah, in an acceptable time, O Power Father, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear, O Yahuwah, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, and hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Thou hast known my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before thee. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness, and I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before thee, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened, that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded, and iniquity unto their iniquity. And let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O Yahuwah, set me up on high. I will praise the name of Yahuwah with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please Yahuwah, better than an ox or bullock that have horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live with that. And your heart shall live that seek Yahuwah. For Yahuwah hears the poor and despiseth not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas, and everything that moveth therein. For Yahuwah will save Zion and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and have it in possession. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein.
All right, sister. Thank you. Thank you. Family, excuse me. I brought this one forward because, remember, King David, remember what he did? He married Bathsheba. The father had basically put him to shame a little bit. Okay, you got to read the story. I'm not going to go into it all, but he's writing to who was his enemies during this time? If you recall, that's why I kept telling everybody there was actually another covenant made again under King Solomon. Judah and Benjamin were with King David during this time. And Israel, his own brethren, were against them. You got to go back and read the story. I can't go into it all now. But what does he say? Let me just go there a little bit. He says, I'm going to pick up at verse 30. He says, I will praise the name of Yahuwah with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. He said, now he's talking about, he says in verse 31, this also shall please Yahuwah better than ox or bullocks that hath horns and hooves. He's talking about sacrificing. He said, it would please the Most High if I praised him and magnified him with a song of thanksgiving. This is something spiritual. That's better, and it will please the Most High better than sacrificing the ox or the bull. That's what he's saying, family. He said, the humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek Yahuwah, that trembleth at his word. Those who understand spiritually what the Father is allowing us to read within our history book that now the Gentiles have termed the Bible. It's all right there, family. Don't let those words trip you up. Don't let a man or a woman trip you up. Read. Study to show thyself approved. Okay? Here's what Yahuwah says, because many tell you, the same ones who tell you all the rest of the nonsense and make you an enemy to the children of the Most High, to his remnant, when we take it spiritually. They tell you this, hey, come over here, flee Babylon. They're trying to make a way to get their own salvation. Let's build a little community. Yeah, yeah, when time of trouble come in, look, you be safe here. They're making the Most High's right spiritual arm of strength into a flesh arm. It says in verse 35, for Yahuwah will save Zion and will build the city of Judah. No man could tell you, and don't let them lie to you. We got to build the nation. Tells us, 35, for Yahuwah will save Zion and will build the city of Judah, that they may dwell there and have it in possession. No man can do it. No woman can do it. The flesh can't do it. The Most High will do it. All right, fam, let's go back to 6. Verse 6 of Isaiah 66. Sister, did you want to add anything?
No. You know, his word is beautiful to me. That's all. It's
That's
just
right.
Freeing. It's, you know, I don't even understand how people can read the scriptures and not understand we walk by faith and not by sight, and be not conformed to the world but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We got to get that mind renewed, you know, and then we have to understand why we have to get it renewed, you know. And so that's what you're bringing forth. We got to get that mind renewed and understand that no man will get the honor and praise and glory, only the Father. That's what happened before. And he's, you know, that's what happened before. So we're in a time now where we have people that I really see it, boy. Everybody wants power. Everybody. Sometimes I'm wondering why you can't just talk to someone, especially a man, you know, in regards to who we are. It can't be a simple conversation. It never is, hardly. It's usually, let me put you in your place and let you know. Now, we started off talking, but now I got to let you know that you're a woman, and you're entering into teaching me something, and even though you're accurate, I can't let you teach me that because you're a woman. How many times have I dealt with that, that the conversation was very good, but once it entered into a teaching mode or a sharing of information mode, I was told I needed to be quiet.
Well, sister, what I will say on that is people better go back and understand the book of Judges. The father said he was with that judge. When they get to Deborah, they like to say because Deborah was married. No, he said he was with the judge. The judge was Deborah. She was over all the congregation, both the males and females. We are no longer dealing with flesh and blood. There's no such thing no more in the father's eye because he's dealing spiritually. There's no male, no female. Get it through your heads, family. It's not a personal thing to praise the woman and belittle the man. It has nothing to do with that. That's why I said come with a different spirit. If you really want the truth, come with a different spirit. Sister, pull up Revelation 12 and hold that for me, okay? Revelation 12, family, in a second. Not right this second. I want to read 6 first, 6 and 7. Let's go back to Isaiah 66. It says, a voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of Yahuwah that rendered recompense to his enemies. Remember, the enemies he's talking about, he's going to, look, the judgment is already passed out on the nations. This is our history book. But there's somebody right along with us causing dissension and division right along with his people, the nation of Israel, the two kingdoms. Somebody causing this division. Listen, listen what it says. Verse 7, before she travailed, she brought forth before her pain came. She was delivered of a man-child. Well, let's find out about that man-child. Let's go to Revelation 12, sister. Go ahead and read for me, if you don't mind, verses 1 through 6.
Okay. Verse 1, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, in pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto Yahuwah and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of Yahuwah, that they should feed her there 1,260 days.
Thank you, sister. I want you to go ahead and find Genesis 3:16 for me as well. And matter of fact, 15 and 16, and hold that for me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, family. Let's read it again with understanding. We're going to find out who this male child is. It says, before she travailed, we're talking about heavenly Jerusalem, okay? Because the Father knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. We're talking about spiritual people here. Okay, we're not talking about the flesh. We're talking about those that were sent from above. It says, before she travailed, this is spiritual Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem, she brought forth, before her pain came, she was delivered, a man-child. We just read it, the same thing in Revelation 12, verse 5. It says, and she brought forth, talking about this woman, and she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with the rod of iron. So we know that we're talking about Yahushua here. Sister, do you have Genesis 3, verses 15 and 16?
Yes, I do. 3, verse 15 and 16, correct?
Oh, yes.
Ready?
Could you please read those? Mm-hmm.
Verse 15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and they shall thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee.
All right. Now, we just talked about the same woman in Revelation. Okay, that's going to bring forth children. We know this is spiritual Jerusalem that's bringing forth the children set from above. It says, as she brought forth a man-child in Revelation 12, verse 5, who was to rule all nations, that's the kingdom, with a rod of iron. Sister just read to us that this man, same man, a man-child, he will be ruling over the woman. Who's the woman? Well, we're talking about the assembly, the church, the brethren. We're talking about the children of Israel, the daughter of Zion. Let's go forward with it. You know, where you want to go, where you want to take it. Get that through your head. That's a precept, family. Get it through your head. It's not talking about a man ruling a woman with a rod. No, no. Take it spiritual. Take it spiritual. I just want y'all to understand that. We're going to move on. I just read verse 7 of Isaiah 66, which states, before she travailed, she brought forth, before her pain came, she was delivered a man-child. We know that man-child is Yahushua just by reading Revelation 12. We can go other places with it, but for time's sake, we can't. As far as the enemy or the enmity put between those two seeds and children in Genesis 3:15, we know that the enmity was placed there because somebody had a spirit or a soul, whatever you want to call it, that was not of our Father. We go to John 8, describes in the Pharisees who were called den of vipers, generation of vipers, because it would be every generation would have them. They said that their father was the devil. Those are your tares. They will not inherit the kingdom, but they have been misleading our people left and right. Still doing it in 2013. I'm going to leave it there. Now, it tells us about this man child who hath heard such a thing, who has seen such a thing. Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? I'm reading out of verse 8, family. Who hath heard such a thing, who hath seen such a thing? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day, or shall a nation be born at once? Well, you know what he's talking about. Through Yahushua, through his death, burial, and resurrection, through his stripes, we are healed as a nation. The southern and the northern kingdom are going to come together. Okay? A nation is born. Before, we were split into two kingdoms. Split into two kingdoms, family. That's what they're talking about here. Who hath heard such a thing? Who hath seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Revelation 12, family, same thing Israel they're talking about. It says, shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth? Said the Most High. Shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb? Said thy father, Yahuwah. Now, it looks like we have about 9 minutes left. And because this is our first lesson, coming back, I will be going to the third hour. I know Sister Jennifer might not be able to hang with me, but for those of you who want to, you need to go ahead and switch over to our phone line. Because in about 9 minutes, 8 minutes, you're getting ready to get disconnected. If you want to finish with the book of Isaiah 66, okay, the number is 646-595-4111. Okay, go ahead and switch over now because we'll be reading and I won't be able to stop. Okay? But those of you who did come out to listen by chat, hey, stay in the Father's Word, okay? Stay in the Father's Word. If you sin, you repent instantly, okay? Come back to our Father in truth and in spirit, righteously. Shalom for those who believe in us. Sister, we got to go one more place. Can you open up Isaiah 55? Do you have to leave right now, sister?
No, no, I'll let you know. I'll let you know. I have a few more minutes. Isaiah 5?
Yeah, if you don't mind, I want you to find Isaiah 55 for me. You can begin at verse 1, but I want you to hold that for a second. Okay, I want to go back for a quick second. When we read verse 8 and 9 of Isaiah 66, the Father's letting you know. He said, you know, Is it something, you know, who's seen such things that a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Okay, shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth, said the Most High? Shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb, said our Father Yahuwah? Basically, he's letting you know, hey, my word will not come back void. My word will not come back void. If I do this woman in travail, she going to have this nation, this child, the children of the Most High. His word is already written before the foundations of the earth. It's already stated what will be, and it will not come back void. When we go to Isaiah 55, which we're going to do right now, I ask everybody to open up your scriptures. We're going to be reading verses 1 through 11. So go ahead and open up. Let's find out about our Father. People think that, well, we still do everything we used to do. No, the Father lets you know in his word. We've been reading it. Isaiah 66, he lets you know what was the abomination of the children of Israel. They were whores, harlots. They went and started worshiping something that was not of him. Many believed because what Jeroboam did, hey, this is it. Scribes and the Pharisees start teaching the law. When Yahushua was teaching a spiritual law, don't worry about circumcising the flesh because you need to be worried about circumcising the heart. It's a spiritual thing. Don't worry about the law that Moses gave you. Okay? Go to Galatians and get that one. I think it's in chapter 4. You know, because the Most High, through his son Yahushua, made it spiritual. The law is good still, but it's spiritual. if you want to be under the law, well, you're going to be under the law. He's basically saying you're going to be under a curse because the law, the old covenant, could not give you life. Only the new covenant, which is the word, which is the spirit, which is Yahushua, can give that life. Let's go and find out. You think Yahuwah's word will come back void? Isaiah 55, sister.
Verse 1. Let's see. Ho, every one that cometh ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of Yahuwah thy power, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye Yahuwah while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Yahuwah, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our father, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith Yahuwah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread for the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. It shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, sister.
Hallelujah.
Family, I tell you, we can read the Father's word, and I hope you understand, this is the Father's word, not my word. Give me 90 seconds, 646-595-4111. Anybody needing to switch over, because you're going to get disconnected in about 90 seconds. So we're going to Isaiah 55. The Father's letting you know. First of all, you got people out there charging for classes, charging for, look, I got to teach you how to be a teacher. Look, the Father gives the increase. You go to him. He says, ho, everyone that thirsts. What are you thirsting for? For what you can physically put in your mouth? No. We already know the famine in the land is not for bread and water. We understand this. So, ho, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy. You're going to be able to buy without money what is necessary, not the things of the flesh, and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? That stuff that you're getting. Many, we said under the churches, we weren't getting fed. Nothing was there. But, hey, we gave like a mug. I did, too. And I know y'all did, too. Well, some of y'all, I don't know about some of y'all. But anyhow, it says, and your labor for that which satisfieth not. You do all this labor, but, hey, you're never going to get full. You're always going to be certain. Hearken diligently unto me, he says, and eat ye that which is good, his word, and let your spirit delight itself in fatness. You're going to be filled up with the Father. But many people are making a man a god. they refused to listen to me read the word and explain the word because someone has told them a woman can't teach. So instead of checking it out with the Father, don't rely on your physical eyes for this, family. You will be deceived. Paul warned us. We were warned too many times, not just with Paul, but, you know. Okay, it says, let's go a little further. Incline your ear and come unto me, the Father says. Hear, and your spirit shall live. The new covenant has life. The old covenant didn't have the life with the law. There was no life in that. That was just a stone. Are you getting it? He says, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you. That was Yahushua. We know at the very end there's going to be a new covenant. The very end when Yahushua puts us in our proper place, oh, yeah, it's going to be beautiful. It says, excuse me. It says, even the sure mercies of David. We know that they use the word David, but they're talking about Yahushua. We read it earlier. It says, behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people, speaking about Yahushua. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of Yahuwah thy father, and for the set apart one of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. This is your northern and southern kingdom, family. This is what Romans 11, engrafting in. Talking about the same people. There's no new people. I found another verse, but I don't have time to go through that today. It tells you he ain't choosing nobody else. Don't fool yourself. Don't be deceived. Okay? It says, seek ye Yahuwah while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. You better start doing it. If you believe that me reading the scriptures, I'm giving you his word, you seek the Father if you've been taught anything else. He will give that increase. That man can't teach you nothing. That woman can't teach you nothing. Only our Father gives the increase. Know that. He said, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Yahuwah, and he will have mercy upon him and to our Father, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. When you read the word, don't read with the flesh, because that's not what I am. I'm spirit. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. That was evident when we read Isaiah 66. They did their own ways, their own doings. Same thing with Jeroboam. Don't be deceived. So are the scribes and the Pharisees who are telling you nonsense. Hearken to the Father. He said, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. This is what's happening, family. The Father laid it out in his word. His word will not come back void. He's telling you, turn from your evil ways, the ways of that you think or man thinks that is righteous. Look, Jeremiah 16:19. Those Gentiles are us. They're going to come from the four corners of the earth that they were scattered. And they're going to say in the day, our fathers, we have inherited lives from our fathers. It's vain. Things that are bring no profit. Well, what were they doing? Well, they were worshiping idols, and they were worshiping a day, not worshiping our Father. They think they are. These are the Gentiles. These are the lost sheep. There might be you. I don't know. But, hey, let's get back to our Father. Let's get back to our Father. Don't get mad. Don't look. Don't get mad. Taking it back to Isaiah 66, verse 10. Rejoice ye with Jerusalem, and be glad with her, all ye that love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all ye that mourn for her. Now, I don't think I have to tell you guys, but if you go to Galatians chapter 4, verse 26, it speaks of rejoice with Jerusalem. What Jerusalem is he speaking about, family? Hey, if you got to guess too long, you better take it spiritually. I keep telling you. Galatians 4, 26, we want to find out about that Jerusalem mentioned in verse 10 of Isaiah 66. It tells us, Galatians 4:26, but Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. We're talking about heavenly things, spiritual things. Rejoice ye with Jerusalem and be glad with her, all ye that love her, the spiritual ones, not the ones of the flesh. Rejoice with joy with her, all ye that mourn for her. Verse 11, that ye may suck and be satisfied with the breast of consolation, that ye may milk out and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. That ye may give, that ye may suck. Well, what are they talking about? They're talking about a baby? He's letting you know, if you are spiritual, if you are coming to the Father to seek his word, not man's, unless they're reading it to you, unless they're reading his word, giving proper precepts, rightly dividing the word, and if they are set by Yahuwah to give you that word, that ye may suck and be satisfied with the breast of her consolation. What suck are they speaking of? All we have to do, family, is go to Luke 21, verse 23. Give suck. It says, but woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. The giving suck that was happening goes back to the consuming of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the confusion. Woe to those people. They're feeding off of it. That's what they're eating. The Father in Isaiah 55 just told us something else. When we get down to Isaiah 66, verse 11, it says, first of all, 10 and 11, it says, rejoice with her. Rejoice with Jerusalem. Talk about heavenly Jerusalem, spiritual. And be glad with her, all ye that love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all ye that mourn for her. Because if you do, that ye may suck and be satisfied with the breast of her consolation, and that ye may milk out, you'll be full and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. But by the time you get to Luke 21 talking about give suck, what are they sucking? And what is he warning them of? He says, but woe unto them that are with child, the labor pains family, and to them that give suck in those days. They're sucking on something else. It's not the righteous food. It's not the righteous bread. They're paying for nonsense, getting nonsense, being led by the scribes and Pharisees. Once they find out they're Hebrews, most of them. That ain't the suck you want. It says, in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. What people? The people who do not hearken and seek their Father out with fear and trembling for their salvation, who will refuse and will stiffen their necks, harden their hearts through the word, spiritually. They prefer a man who is a god, which is something that's created, over the creator, because we're reading his word. I want to read a little bit more of Luke 21. Sister, can you turn to Luke 21?
Okay.
And when you do, could you do me a favor and pick up at verse 24 through 36, please? Because I want everybody to understand, who is he speaking to? See, this is our history book. We ain't talking about them other nations right now. They fit in there somewhat, but we're not talking about them. There's somebody causing Israel, the nation of Israel, to go on a different path. Not that straight, narrow path, but a crooked path. The Father just said in Luke 21, verse 23, but woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. And this happened repeatedly over and over and over. Because we were reading about Isaiah. He was back in the book of Kings. This is old covenant. But we're talking about future prophecy in Luke 21. It says, but woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. Now, this is future. Let's pick up at 24, sister, if you don't mind, of Luke 21 all the way down to 36.
Okay, 24 through 36. Okay. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking at things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake to them a parable. Behold, the fig tree and all the trees, when they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of Yahuwah is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.
All right, sister. Thank you so much. Our family, she just read it. Now, we were reading out of Luke 21. The thing about it is somebody believes a lie. They do believe they're serving the Father. What even when they find out they're Hebrew? But in all reality, they're doing what Jeroboam did. They, you know, they'll say, well, this is the day we do this, the Passover. This is the day we do this. This is the Shabbat. Woman this, man that, you know, they go to the prophecies that was led to us in the beginning. And they'll tell you that that means that a man got to put his foot on that woman's neck. All these lies, a little leaven, leaven's a whole lump. But the Most High tells you. He's telling you about this fig tree. What's the fig tree? Well, and it's going to bring forth or shoot forth. What is that, Ezekiel 37, the dry bones waking up? When you start to see the people wake up to the truth, okay, because they've eaten from the good tree. When I say that, the knowledge and the wisdom through the Spirit. They read the word. They understand the word. Ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now at hand. So likewise ye, when you see these things come to pass, when you see people waking up like that, know ye the kingdom of Yahuwah is at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Everything. My word will not come back void. The heavens and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away, will not come back void. And take heed to yourselves. They said, any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness. What were the people drunk with before? And raveling in the lie wasn't of the Most High. Wasn't of the Most High. Was not of the Most High. And the cares of this life, that's of the flesh. And so that day, what day? Some may call it the millennium, but we know one day with the Father is 1,000 years for man. So in this one day, this travailing, this birth, this nation will come together. The two kingdoms, when Yahushua returns, so that in that day, when it comes upon you unawares, okay, if you're raveling, you're not going to know. It's going to hit you. If you believe that when I read the scriptures, you need to seek the Father to give you the increase, do it. Don't listen to this man, that woman. Do it. Read your Father's word. Rightly divided with the precepts. Don't give too little understanding. Read it. It says, for as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be counted worthy to escape all things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Now we know throughout the scripture we were being warned many things. There's men who snuck in unawares and they perverted the word. When I tell you that woman, the daughter of Zion, is not talking about a woman, there's no division in the kingdom. we know that the marriage is something different. But as far as the power of authority, there's only three. That's Yahushua and man. What man? The ones with the set-apart spirit, the male and the female, with the set-apart spirit. Remember, Yahushua is the mediator between the people and the Father. Don't let nobody lie to you, family. Verse 12. For thus said Yahuwah, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and glory, and the glory of the Gentiles. What glory of what Gentiles? Well, if you keep reading the scripture, you understand that Israel is your Gentiles, okay? The ones of the northern kingdom. He said, and the glory of the Gentiles, the same Gentiles being spoken of in Jeremiah 16:19, family, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Go all through the New Covenant, you can figure it out, but you can just read it in the Old Covenant and know who was lost. Let's go. He says, for thus said Yahuwah, behold, I will extend peace. I will extend shalom to her like a river. And the glory of the Gentiles, the lost sheep of the house of Israel, northern Israel, the kingdom, like a flowering stream. Then shall ye suck. Ye shall be borne upon her sides and be dandled upon her knees, as one whom his mother comforted. Who's the mother of us all? What is heavenly Jerusalem? So I will comfort you. The comforter is the spirit which was through Yahushua's death, burial, and resurrection that is now with us. The Father says, so I will comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. We have to set up our spirit. Are you operating out of it? And when ye see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like a herb, and the hand of Yahuwah shall be known towards his servants, and his indignation towards his enemies. Well, there's a lot of enemies in the scripture, family. Y'all know Psalms 83, all the other nations, the Goyims, the giants, the hybrids, whatever you want to call them. But also those who go in the way of Cain, who are enemies to us, our brethren, because of the scribes and the Pharisees, because of the teaching of the flesh through the serpent seed. They're enemies to us, our own brethren, because of the word. They only see the flesh, our Father's spirit. For behold, Yahushua will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames. Ooh, that's scary. You better know you got this right. That's all I got to say. I know that if I was into some teacher telling me some flesh message to run, to hide, to get guns, to stockpile, to do this, to do that, I'd be saying, wait a minute. Father says in his words a lot of time, wait on me. He says that I provided for you guys when you were, your ancestors, when you were coming out of Egypt in the wilderness. Don't you think I provide for you in the wilderness you're in right now? My word will not come back void. Gather you. I didn't give you the spirit of fear. That's what Yahuwah would be telling us. Somebody else is teaching you fear. Now, 1 Corinthians 15, I'm not going to read it. I'm going to leave that for you guys to read because that would take way too long, and I want to get a little further in our message. And family, I just want everybody to know, in case you don't know, when they talk about the kingdom come, in the end times, note, the kingdom is within us, okay? Luke 17, verse 21 says, neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of Yahuwah is within you. Remember how in the beginning the Father was asked, where is his house? It's a vessel. The vessels are our bodies. You know what I'm saying? But the kingdom is within us. Yahuwah and Yahushua dwell within us, the spirit. You're not going to be able to say no more because of the flesh. They were building altars in a different place, having golden calves, making it look set apart, but they were saying, worship your gods. Now, they might not be doing that exactly like that today, but it's the same thing because the Father said, do away with all that calf burning, that burning incense, these new moons, the Shabbat. So I look, my soul hate it. He said, do away with. Away with. He wanted to know, where is the house that you built for me? Wait, look, when Yahushua said that he was going to tear down the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, what was he talking about? His body. His spiritual body. He wasn't talking about a building. And we know he's spirit. Didn't he resurrect? Okay. I hope y'all getting it. I just want to throw that at you. Just want to throw it at you. Okay. I don't know if this is, I didn't put it down. I pray this is right. For Luke 17, I also want to read a little bit more. You know, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to read. Well, I'll read a little bit of it. Luke 21, or Luke 17, verse 51. I'm going to read 51 on down to 58. I'm not going to read the whole thing. You can read that on your own, Luke 21. But by the time we get to verse 51, he says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed." We're talking about the spiritual body. Take off the old man, put on the new body. Okay? We're talking about having your spiritual garments ready. Okay? "In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible." You're going to have your spiritual bodies on, and we shall be changed. "For this corruptible must put on incorruptible. Take off the old man, put on the new man. And this mortal must put on immortality." Remember, flesh and blood will not enter into that kingdom. "So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruptible, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin." The sting of death is sin. That's why you should about things spiritual. Because we kept sinning in the flesh. And the strength of sin is the law. "But thanks be to Yahuwah, which giveth us the victory through our Redeemer Yahushua." The new covenant. Covenant bought death. And I should say like this. The law bringeth forth death. It brings on a curse. Because we kept sinning. But the new covenant, that's where the life is. Because that's where the spirit is. That's the word. "Therefore, my brethren, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of Yahushua." Don't listen to any man or woman. Listen to what's written in the word if they're not reading it. And I don't mean one little line here or there. You better check out those precepts they're giving you. Because it's not aligning with the spiritual truth. They can only read with the eyes and then go with science, go with current events, anything. Their own vain imaginations, their own understandings, to give you a message. But we're going to read it. "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast." Steadfast in what? Unmovable in what? Always abounding in what? The work of Yahushua. "For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in Yahushua." Because Jeremiah 16:19, the Gentiles, those who know not the Father, they're not doing the Father's will. They're doing like Jeroboam, and there's many in the scripture we can read about. They were doing what they wanted to do. But they thought, hey, this is set apart. Let's do it. No. If it's not the Father's way, it's of no good. It's like filthy rags. And if you're following that, hey, Father's word said that we all are counted as filthy rags. Unless you're going to keep to the Father. Unless you're going to do what he wants you to do. And he left it, he preserved it in his word. Okay, I hope y'all can still hear me. I'm at verse 17 here. Let me see where I must have, family, let me just check this out, because I don't know if I put the right thing up. Hold up a second. Let me look. Give me a second. Okay, I'm trying to get out. I have so many notes. You got to forgive me. This is in... make sure before I start talking here. This is taken out of still Isaiah 66. I'm sorry. they that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the garden behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's blood or swine's flesh, and the abomination and the mouth shall be consumed together," said Yahuwah. Now I got to stop there, sister. Verse 17 of Isaiah 66, it says, "They that sanctify themselves," they're trying to make themselves righteous, "and they purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh and the abomination and the mouse shall be consumed together with saith Yahuwah. What do you think they're talking about? She might have got disconnected.
I'm sorry, I had you on mute. It's me, not you. what'd you say? Well, what do we think we're talking? What do I think they're talking about? They're going to be consumed. Okay, where are we? 17. Okay. They just sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree, in the midst eating swine's flesh and the abomination, and the mouse shall be consumed together. Well, they're all going to be consumed together with all the false teachings and and trying to sanctify and put themselves to clean up themselves.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening.
Trying to clean themselves up instead of letting the Father clean them up, or making their own laws, making their own teachings, making, you know, what I'm saying.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But what I wanted everybody to really get out of this, it tells you, this brings you right back to the Garden family. This brings you right back to Genesis 4. This brings you to John 8. It does it all. It says, they that try to sanctify themselves. Bring you back to Jeroboam. He made his own day. He decided this. Man decided this, not the Father.
Yeah.
And they purified themselves. Where did they purify themselves? In the gardens behind one tree in the mist. Where do we hear about a tree in the mist of a garden?
In Genesis.
This there you go. You should have picked back up on Genesis. And we know that spiritually, he had a son, because it wasn't of the Most High. His name was Cain. Remember the parable of the wheat and tare, while the enemy, while the children slept, the Hebrews, the wheat, the enemy came in and planted a seed. The seed is spiritual. Okay? That one was not from our Father, Yahuwah. What was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil about? Well, that was confusion, Babel. That's what they partook of. They're letting us know right now, we're reading about Isaiah 66, and the children have gone away backwards. Isaiah 1 says, what were they doing? They were worshiping not our Father, and they were thinking they were doing something righteous, but it was not, because they used the lamb, they used the bullocks. Jeroboam used the same day the children of Israel, or the tribe of Judah, shall I say, when I say tribe, the southern kingdom, which was Judah, was doing. It looked like the same, but it's not. Don't let your eyes deceive you. Don't be like Samuel, say, oh, it's this one because he's big and strong. No, it was David. The eyes deceived him. You can't go by the eyes, family, or you will be deceived. It says, they that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the garden behind one tree in the mist. This is the confusion, the Babel. It's not of our Father. We read this earlier in Isaiah 66. They're eating swine's flesh and the abomination and the mouse shall be consumed together. Now, I don't think anybody want to be consumed together. If you're worried about being consumed together, you need to ask the Father to give you understanding on this. It's clear and simple to me, but hey. Verse 18, for I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. Now, this lets you know, Revelations 2. I want to go somewhere with you guys, because you got to know, we're talking about our people. But there's something else the Father says that people just are picking up. Yes, there's a serpent seed. Yes, there's people teaching lies. Let's go there. Revelations 2, I'm going to get it in a second. My computer's a little slow, family. Give me a second. I want to make sure you get this. Very simple, very basic. Hold on. I got about 15 pop-ups. That just came my way. I'm going to be there in a second, family. Hold on. Excuse me. Okay. By the time you get to Revelations 2, actually, you should know when they talk about the churches in Revelation that John was prophesying about, those are the assemblies. The seven churches, those are the assembly that goes to Isaiah chapter 4, talking about the seven women coming to one man. Well, we know the man is Yahushua. We know the seven women are the assemblies. Well, let's just go here. Because you see, you're going to see that the word never changed. Just your understanding of the word change. When we go, Revelations 2, verse 9, it says, I know thy works and tribulations and poverty. He's speaking to his people. But thou art rich. You may look like the scum of the earth. You may be poor, you may be going through tribulation. You're in poverty. Hey, baby, you're rich. Why are you rich? Because we got what our Father has. We have the knowledge and understanding through the set of our spirit. His riches are knowledge and wisdom. We have the kingdom, the promises. We will inherit the kingdom if we keep to the Father's word and be obedient and seek our Father. I know thy works and tribulations and poverty. I know thy works. I know thy works. When you go back to Isaiah 66:18, it says, for I know their works and their thoughts. So he's talking about his people. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. But it also lets you know, if you understand those churches, the woman, the daughter of Zion, the two kingdoms, the gathering back together, still speaking about the same people. When you get to the woman right here, he is letting you know about the different divisions in Israel. Some were taught by this person, wrong. Some by taught, you know, Paul let you know in his word. The New Covenant talks about it. That's why the children of Israel, when Yeshua came, it was their time, but they weren't ready. The scribes and the Pharisees already came in. And let's go there. It says in 9 of Revelation 2, I know thy works and tribulations of poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Yehuda. They say they're us. Who was in Yehuda? Who was in Judah? The tribe of Judah was there. I know in America. Benjamin was there too. Okay? They're saying they're us. But they're not. But they are the synagogue of Satan. Why? Because our Father let us know through Yahushua in the New Covenant, their father is the devil. They have come from Cain, the lineage of Cain. They were the murderer from the beginning, their lineage. And they have poisoned our people, and they're still poisoning our people, teaching our people of the flesh. The Father's letting you know there's two different people here going on. These try to claim to be you, but they're not. They're the wolves in sheep clothing. They're the ones who tell you perverseness, make you perverse. They block the way of the children of the kingdom into the kingdom, and they make you more devils than themselves. Let's go someplace. Y'all read that on your own, but many places it talks about this. Many places. Okay, I want to keep moving on. It lets us know that in verse 18 of Isaiah 66, he tells us, for I know their works and their thoughts, talking about our people. It shall come that I will gather all nations. These are your 12 tribes which are scattered, and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud that draw the bow, to Tubal and Javan, to the isles afar off, that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. What Gentiles? He ain't worried about the mother people of Loan, all the Goyim, all the other nations. He's talking about the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Verse 20, and they shall bring all your brethren, those Gentiles, among those nations, and they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto Yahuwah out of all nations, upon horses and in chariots and in litters and upon mules and upon swift beasts, to my set-apart mountain, Jerusalem, saith the Most High. As the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel, a clean vessel. Shall I say spiritual or incorruptible bodies? Because remember, Yahushua came so that we are healed. What we were doing before, we shouldn't be doing it anymore. If we're doing it now, we can repent and come out of that. Come out of the Babylon, the confusion, the ways of this world. He wants a clean vessel. Our bodies are vessels. What's in our body is not what you eat that defiles a man, but what proceeds out of your heart. So we're going to get spiritual or incorruptible bodies, and that's what he wants. He says, and they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto Yahuwah. The northern and southern kingdoms coming in now. It says, out of all the nations, okay, upon horses and in chariots and in litters and upon mules and upon swift beasts, to my set-apart mountain, Jerusalem. And remember, we're talking spiritual family. Said to Yahuwah, as the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel, okay, into the house of the Most High. And I will also take of them for priests and Levites, said Yahuwah. For as the new heaven, this is coming into the third earth age, he says, for as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, said the Most High, so shall your seed or your spirit or your spiritual bodies and your name remain. When Yahushua busts through the clouds and you see them, instantly, in a twinkle of an eye, you have your spiritual bodies on. You better have them ready. You better have your white garments ready for the bridegroom. Talking a spiritual thing, family. He says in verse 23, and it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, at this time, we're talking about Yahushua in the new heavens and the new earth, it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another and from one Shabbat to another shall all flesh come to worship before me, said the Most High. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of men that have transgressed, sinned against me with their evil doing. We're talking Isaiah 66, Isaiah 1. Go to the book of Kings. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an uphoarding upon all flesh. That's the same thing that's spoken in Ezekiel 34. We can look at the parable of the wheat and tare. We can go many places with this. I'm not going to do that, but we can go there. We can go there, family. The word does not change, but your understanding, if it's not spiritual, it's probably totally different. And somebody going to come along and read Isaiah 66 out of these Hebrew congregations who the Father did not send to lead those Hebrews and tell them a lie of the flesh. Babylon, run. All right, family. You can hear my throat kind of going out. Sister, are you still there?
Here, I am. I wanted to say something real quickly. You had read.
Please do, sister. Please do.
You had read. Okay, thank you. Isaiah 66, and you had read verse 17. And as I was, you know, looking over it and reading over it and came across the word mouth, which is H5908, and the root etymology of it means like a spider trap or a spider web. So when we read, they that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh and the abomination, and the mouth, and when you look it up, it means like a trap. If you look it up, Hebrew 5908, and you read down further, it says like a trap, and we know that when we think of a spider web, we think of a trap or we think of deception.
Very good, sister. Very good. I hope y'all catching it, because we are warned too many times of these traps. If many people don't take heed, they just think it's talking about something else. No. Listen, the whole world is deceived. The whole world, if it wasn't for the very elect, I tell you, you know, the ones who are spiritual, the ones who are giving you the word, we're talking about not a man's seed as far as rebuilding a nation. We're talking about the Father's set-apart spirit, because Yahushua told us that the Father can make this stone, raise up children from a stone. It's a spiritual thing. Sister, I'm so glad you brought that out, because there is a lot of false doctrine going on right now, and we got to know what these words mean. I thank you.
Oh, welcome.
Excuse me.
You're very welcome.
Hey, could you give
me the word?
Ezekiel
13? I love the word. I love the truth.
You know, and it's a blessing. I pray y'all. I pray your heart and your spirit is right. I really do. I don't want to find no one getting offended because I'm reading the word and I'm telling what it says. Sister, Ezekiel 13. That's probably gonna be the last one we do. But I gotta go there because you need to hear this. It is basically talking about lying prophets, or I'll say it for what it is today, lying teachers. Would you take it to Ezekiel 13, please?
I'm there. Ezekiel 13, okay.
Have fun
all
with
of it.
It? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Ezekiel 13, all of it. Verse 1, here we go, here we go. And the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say thou unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, Hear ye the word of Yahuwah. Thus saith Yahuwah our Father, Woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, thy prophets are like the foxes in the deserts. Ye have not gone up into the gaps, neither made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of Yahuwah. They have seen vanity and lying divination, saying, Yahuwah saith, Yahuwah hath not seen them, and they have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. Wow. Have ye not seen a vain vision? And have ye not spoken a lying divination? Whereas ye say, Yahuwah saith it, albeit I have not spoken. Therefore thus saith Yahuwah, our Father, because ye have spoken vanity and seen lies, therefore, behold, I am against you, saith Yahuwah, our Father. And mine hand shall be upon the prophets that see vanity and that divine lies. They shall not be in the assembly of my people, neither shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel, neither shall they enter into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am Yahuwah your Father, because they have seduced my people, saying peace, and there was no peace, and one built up a wall, and lo, others daubed it with untempered mortar, saying unto them which daub it with untempered mortar, that it shall fall. There shall be an overflowing shower, and ye, O great hailstones, shall fall, and a stormy wind shall rend it. Lo, when the wall is fallen, shall it not be said unto you, Where is the daubing, wherewith ye have daubed it? Therefore, thus saith Yahuwah Father, I will even rend it with a stormy wind in my fury, and there shall be an overflowing showers in mine anger, and great hailstones in my fury to consume it. So will I break down the wall that ye have daubed with untempered mortar, and bring it down to the ground, so that the foundation thereof shall be discovered, and it shall fall, and ye shall be consumed in the midst thereof. And ye shall know that I am Yahuwah. Thus will I accomplish my wrath upon the wall, and upon them that have daubed it with untempered mortar, and will say unto you, The wall is no more, neither they that daubed it, to wit, the prophets of Israel, which prophesy concerning Jerusalem, and which see visions of peace for her. And there is no peace, saith Yahuwah. Likewise, thou son of man, set thy face against the daughters of thy people, which prophesy out of their own heart, and prophesy thou against them, and say, Thus saith Yahuwah, Woe to the women that sew pillows to all armholes, and make kerchiefs upon the head of every stature to hunt souls. Will ye hunt the souls of my people, and will ye say the souls alive that come unto you? And will ye pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread to slay the souls that should not die and to save the souls alive that should not live by your lying to my people that hear your lies? Wherefore, thus saith Yahuwah Father, behold, I am against your pillows, wherewith ye there hunt the souls to make them fly. And I will tear them from your arms, and will let the souls go, even the souls that ye hunt to make them fly. Your kerchiefs also will I tear, and deliver my people out of your hand. And they shall be no more in your hand to be hunted, and ye shall know that I am Yahuwah, because with lies ye have made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad, and strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from the wicked way, promising him life. Therefore ye shall see no more vanity, nor divine divinations. For I will deliver my people out of your hand, and ye shall know that I am Yahuwah.
All right. Thank you, sister. Excuse me. Family, I think y'all know this right here is about lying prophets. That's, you can see it today. I'm going to go there with you. Some of you guys might not know. I'm just going to pick up at 18. Now, remember, we know that he was talking about the book of Kings. But you got to understand, the same thing kept happening over. And that's why you could take the old covenant and find precepts from the old to the new. You can go back and forth with the new covenant to the old covenant, get the precepts. Many people don't realize this is the same repeated pattern. You know, same repeated pattern. By the time you get to 18, let's break that down a little bit. It says, let me go to 17 and make it better. Likewise, thy son of man, set thy face against the daughters of thy people. Who's the son of man? Well, we know that's Yahushua. Set thy face against the daughters of thy people. Talking about, you got certain ones in there. These which prophesy out of their own heart. Same people who wanted to build a temple, build an altar. They love their evil doings, okay? And prophesy thou against them. We're talking about a certain group of people. Hey, those are not of the spirit. Those are the flesh. Those want to do their own thing. But they think it's righteous. They think they're doing right. You better search the word out. It says, and say, thus said Yahuwah Father, woe to the women. Who's the women? We just finished showing you in Isaiah chapter 4. It says seven women. Who are those seven women and that man who want to take their name? Hey, the name of the one man they want to take is Yahushua, Yahuwah, right? The seven women are the assemblies, the different factions of Hebrew Israelite teachings. By the time you get to Revelation, it's plain and clear. So he says, woe to the woman, woe to those in the assembly that sow pillars to all armholes. They're taking the people and making kerchiefs upon the head of every stature to hunt the spirits of his set apart people. It says, will ye hunt the spirit of my people? You're going to teach them all this false doctrine? We're talking about the prophets here, those who teach lies. And will ye save the spirits alive that come unto you? You can't save nobody because you're giving them a flesh word. You're giving them back to the Torah. You go to Galatians and tell you, it bring by death. There's no life Moses had. Yahushua, that covenant, had the life. Many of them only can see with the flesh. That's of the flesh. Go read Galatians. Go read it. It says, will ye hunt the spirit of my people, and will ye save the spirits alive that come to you? They're coming to you for wisdom and knowledge because you're saying that the Father sent you. But you are lying prophets. He says, will you pollute me among my people? Hey, how can you pollute the Father? Well, teaching them lies, something that's not of our Father. The Father want to know, hey, who told you to make this, set-apart day? I didn't call for this. Who told you you got to wear some on your head or a garment? Who said all this? And will you pollute me among my people? My people. And what are they polluting you for? For money, for gain, for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread. To slay the spirits that should not die. They block the way of the kingdom for the children. And they save the souls alive that should not live. Because they're teaching the lie. By bringing, it says, by your lying to my people that hear your lies. That's what they're doing, family. It says, wherefore thus said Yahuwah, creator, father of Israel, behold, I'm against your pillows. I'm against those lies wherewith ye hunt the spirits to make them fly. You tell them to go America, Babylon, you got to get out. You tell them to get a gun because the Most High can't save you. You got to get a gun. Come in my little civilization that I'm making here in a defiled land. Because when this time of tribulation comes, the Father can't save you. But, hey, you can get food, shelter. Hey, the world is ravishing the women. You women got to get a man because you ain't got no set-apart spirit. Come under me. Take my name. Lies, lies, lies. All you got to do is dip yourself in some water. They put that over you. Who she was, renewing of the mind, body, and the set-apart spirit. The spiritual baptism. I hope y'all hearing me. I hope y'all hear me. I'm just reading the Father's word. So he says, I'm against your pillows wherewith ye there hunt the spirits to make them fly, and I will tear them from your arms. He's going to gather y'all back. You should say, I'm not going to lose not one you gave me, and will let their spirits go, even the spirits that ye hunt to make them fly. Even the ones that go flying. Hey, he's going to bring you back. You're going to get the wisdom and understanding. Your kerchiefs also will I tear and deliver my people out of your hand, and they shall no more in your hand, and they shall be no more in your hand to be hunted. And ye shall know that I am Yahuwah, because with lies, these prophets, ain't nothing new under the sun. You can't say, see, this is new. They've been doing it. Because with lies ye have made the heart of the righteous sad. Woman, get under a man. Shut up. Be quiet. Don't open your mouth to teach the word. The only way you're going to make it in is if you get a man. We know that Jeroboam took the most base of men, anybody, to be high priest. They will tell you of the flesh and forget the spirit. They will not say out of their own mouths, we're rejecting the set apart spirit. But that's what they're telling you. In a round sort of way, can you understand what they're telling you? If it's not of Yahushua that the Father bought in his name through the flesh to teach us that the apostles were rebuking in the letters from Paul and everything else we read, because the old and new covenant got to match up. You can't go from the Father talking about his people, the daughter of Zion, to talking about this nasty woman in the new covenant. You can't do that. But they make the heart of the righteous sad. They tell the men who love their wives, look, you better rule over your woman. They make the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad. The word doesn't make you sad if you got the truth. And they strengthen the hand of the wicked. Multiple wives. What woman want to share a man? What man want to share a woman? Come on now. You got to be wicked. They strengthen those hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his wicked way by promising him life. If you come to my little civilization, when things get bad, look, this is where he's going to come get us from. Right here in my little, I'm going to just call it for what it is, in my Yaya land. They got other ones out there too. Other ones trying to build a little civilization, but that's the most current one I be hearing about left and right, lying to people. No salvation over there. You ain't got to get married to a Hebrew man. Are you crazy? Does the word say it? No. Because with your lies you have made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad, and strengthened the hand of the wicked, that he should not return from his way, but promising him life. Therefore, ye shall see no more vanity, nor divine divinations, for I will deliver my people out of your hand, and ye shall know that I am Yahuwah, the Most High. All right, sister, anything you want to say to that? I'm done.
Well, there couldn't be much to add to it because the word is clear that to those that have an ear to hear, you know, we don't want to fly away. So, you know, put your wings down and cancel your ticket out of the country. We don't necessarily all have to go live in a particular place and everybody come together at like a compound. You know, we got to get a compound and get everybody together. And if, you know, I just tell people, if you choose to live, I talk to a lot of people, and if you choose to live like that in a compound and get your guns ready and cut up your own chickens and do it that way, I'm always saying, you know, if that's how you choose to do it, just stay with the word. Don't try to tell everybody else they have to do if that way. Some things are absolutely wrong, and some things are in the gray area. If you want to live that way, that's fine. I think most women, love their own home, love their own space, like their kitchens or certain things a certain way. I think some people have been deceived. They have blindfolds on. They have the smoke screens, and they really start falling into that place of no hope. I don't know what to do. So I would say, as Sister Georgia says all the time, and I say it too, I just don't say it on the radio, repent. Repent. Turn from, you know, and you've been reconciled, so recognize your reconciliation through Yahushua HaMashiach. Recognize he reconciled you back to the Father, though it looks like he hasn't to you because you're in the flesh. You're really spiritual. And one thing I want to say, Sister Georgia, the more we hear the word and the more we turn from the flesh or the fleshy things, the more we become spiritual. And I know that won't make sense to some, but the more you become spiritual, you become spiritual here even on earth in terms of you start thinking about things that are practiced every day, and the Father shows you a way he wants it done. Like here quickly in my home, we don't run to the doctor. We lay hands according to the word. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I always say that, family, because it's spiritual. What's flowing through you that you could recover from just a mere having hands laid on you? Huh? Why would he say walk by faith and not by sight when everything we see with our eyes can be scary? Because he says, I did not give you a spirit of fear. So if he didn't give you a spirit of fear and you're walking by faith and not by sight, what you see doesn't make you afraid. Why? Because you've been reconciled and you've decided to take off the old man and walk in the spirit, the new man that you fulfill, not the lust of the flesh.
And one last thing, because we got about 2 seconds before we get cut off. Hey, nobody flying out of here. Don't believe that UFO crap. He ain't coming no spaceship to give you because everything is going to be right here on this earth. Everything. You ain't leaving.
Absolutely.
I don't care what those words may appear to be. You ain't going nowhere. Mm-hmm. You ain't going nowhere. The kingdom is within you, and you will get a new body right here on this earth. All right, family. Hey, sister, thank you so much for helping me out today. I appreciate it, family. Thank you for joining us. Hey, keep in the Father's word. If you sin, repent instantly. Come back to the Father spiritually, righteously, and in truth. With that said, family, hey, have a beautiful Shabbat. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.